Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway, where things are a-buzzin'. Our 30th Des Smith Classic Pace goes this Sunday. We've drawn a full field of 10. Among them is Art Professor. His trainer, Ben Wallace, if he gets a win check at the very least in the Des Smith, will surpass $30 million in lifetime earnings as a trainer. He's up next on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. Those of us here at Rideau Carlton Raceway are excited about having this gentleman send one of his pupils up here for the Des Smith. He is Ben Wallace, a gentleman who's closing in on $30 million in lifetime earnings, and he sends out Art Professor in this Sunday's Des Smith. Benzo, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm looking forward to being up there.
Absolutely, and we'll look forward to having you on air with us as well. You've got Art Professor going into the Des, and you mentioned to me off air that this is one snake-bitten individual.
Yeah, you know, look, the luck of the draw hasn't always been on his side, but certainly he overcame it at London. He put in two pretty credible performances, and I think he got a little post-position relief down there, which he'll appreciate, I'm sure.
He seems to be a horse that appreciates it on the front more than anything else, so having the rail, I would think, would play into his strong suit.
Not really.
No?
Disagree right off the bat.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
He came from last horse to beat St. Elmo's Hero about four starts back, and he went off the front the same way. He's very, very, very universal, this horse.
Yeah, I was just looking at his most recent lines, and it showed some good results.
Absolutely. I mean, look at it. I mean, I think he's... Jody and Mark and Mario have all put him in position, and Ron Pierce at the same down in Jersey. But he's done it both ways. He's gone to the front, and or he's chased. Either way, I mean, he's like I said, he's pretty universal. This guy.
Half of his $400,000 in earnings, or more than half, have come this year alone on 6 wins on 17 starts. So he's way ahead of last year's pace. He's double what he's earned in all of 2010.
Yeah, I can't comment. Last year, I mean, we got him in Harrisburg, and he had a little money on his card, but the bulk of it came through. He had a pretty good experience down to the Meadowlands. He raced very competitively there and through the Aquarius and what have you, and we've been very fortunate with him.
Yeah, how do you stack up the competition? You've got Anderlecht lining up next door, Liz Agenda, it's outside. Who do you see as the biggest threat in this thing?
Well, I think on paper you've got to look at Liz again. Certainly he's, his last start up here was very creditable. But to be honest, when you get in this kind of company, and if any of them get a real break, they can all win, you know. So we're taking nothing for granted here.
No.
It's a significant bunch. I'd love to own or I'd love to train any of them.
Well, it's as full as it gets. 10 horses in the field, so a lot of it's going to depend on the trip, of course, and having the rail. Obviously, luck has smiled down on Art Professor. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Des. Now, let's talk about, Better's Green. In the third Some Beat Somewhere division on Saturday night. How are you feeling about that guy?
Well, he was a moderately priced colt that showed signs last year. He went in 53 as a 2-year-old. He didn't have much staking in him, obviously, because of his situation price-wise. And we put him away, and he came back. And he's you know what he is? He's just a real nice colt. But to say that he can play at Division One with those guys, he's got to prove that to me yet. Mm-hmm. He struggled around the turns at Tioga. He got bumped the knee in the first elimination, cost us second money, and then he got jammed up in the final of the Empire Classic down there last Sunday.
Okay.
But I will say I worked him a little bit this morning, the day before, and we did some changes here and there on him, and I thought he was better this morning than he's been all year. So that being said, I still can't see a 49 to piece mile in him, but it's still a horse race.
You've got Royal Will, a surprise winner, and one of the Upper Canada couple limbs. What's on the agenda for him?
Well, we'll sit him here. I'll race him once or twice here, and then he has the Sire Stakes start here July the 1st, so he's got his plate filled, just Ontario stuff. Nice horse. Again, whether he's a gold player or not is yet to be determined, but I was real happy with him up at. And he was another one who got snake bitten. He got the 8-hole up and going for $500,000 up there, and he was never in the race and got beat a length or two for fourth money with fifth, third money, I think, which is like $40,000 or $50,000. We were a little disappointed. Come out of there with no money, to be honest. But
yeah.
That was beyond our control.
Now, Ben Wallace, you are coming up on $30 million in lifetime earnings. Did you ever thought it would get to this point?
You know, I remember thinking if I could just pay for my car and have a respectable apartment, I would have accomplished all I would have thought I could have. And I've been very fortunate in the industry. I've been surrounded by tremendous people, and that's really the answer for any young trainer or old trainer like you. You got to be surrounded by decent people and good owners and people that back you through tough times. And the good times are the easy times, but it's when you hit a dry spell and the guys still hang in is when you really know where you're at. But I've been very fortunate, probably more fortunate, to have better people than I have with horses, and they go hand in hand.
Well, you know what? Your reputation also is so solid. Anybody who's ever talked about this with me has always said, if you're going to claim or buy a horse, buy it from the Wallace Barn. And
yeah.
And to be honest with you, I can attest to that because back in 2004, you had a nice raceway horse by the name of Dr. Dexter's Remedy.
Exactly.
And Old Doc didn't have a mane, as I recall. Anyway, myself and a friend claimed him, and he did very well by us and future owners. So it's just testament to the credibility you have in this sport, Ben Wallace. Continued success.
Well, like I said, it's get up in the morning and go to work, and good things will happen.
Good luck in the Dez.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now.